Program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And hey, I don't know, but they've got two people. They've got Hannah and Mario working the studio board to keep me in line today. So I must be getting worse or I don't know what. But thanks, guys, for both of you being in there this morning. But I'm broadcasting to you from the Illinois State Fair. That's right, the Illinois State Fair. You've heard me talk about it for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And it's just such a great place. Conservation World is a dreamland for kids and adults. That's all I can say. You can learn, see, touch, feel, try. It's just so much fun. And eat. Yes, I've been eating my way through the fair. My doctor's going to kill me, but that's okay. it was a lot of fun. But, you know, we got to remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to the ESPN Chicago app or just go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Click on the word podcast and you can hear today's show or, you know, several months of shows. So it's really easy to do and you can subscribe for free at any place. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 or easy peasy, as they say. And remember to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So sit back, lay back if you happen to be listening to us with the headphones on in bed. And, you know, make Chauncey's Great Outdoors the number one most listened to outdoor radio show in the Midwest and beyond. Man, what? Oh, I had one of those weeks where I don't think I've stopped. Still not stopping. We were fishing with the Lake Geneva Fishing Club here at the Illinois State Fair. It's just been constant motion and just enjoying the great outdoors. We have so much to enjoy and do. You can't go wrong. And just so remember that. Even though it's going to be hot, 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 hot today, you know what? All you got to do is drink plenty of water, Gatorade, Propel. I would kind of stay away from the alcohol stuff because it's just alcohol and heat don't really agree, all right? I mean, too many people will fall down from heat exhaustion and stuff like that. So please drink water, Gatorade, get in the shade, wear a hat, put sunscreen on, do all the smart things. So you don't wind up hurting yourself. That's very, very important. You know, on this week's show, we're a little bit of everywhere. Once again, we've got Eric Esco from Muskie and Pike Dreamers Guide Service of Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin Waters. He's a really good guide. He makes his own lures also. Him and his friends that are part of his company, they fish a lot of these waters and they move you on to the best water, the best action. So we're going to be talking to him about fishing in this heat and what we should or shouldn't be doing. And then my good friend Jennifer Vaughn, who's the executive director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation, will be on right here at the Illinois State Fair to tell us about a great new program to help keep the state parks free down the road. And you get a great gift in the way of doing it. And you're going to hear more about it because I have a lot of questions to ask her. It's just a beautiful thing that you can receive for supporting the foundation, and that money is going to be put into a special fund where they're only going to use the interest for stuff on the state parks. It's a great program. And DNR does not have control of it. Just remember that, because they're a separate 501c3 nonprofit organization. And then last but not least, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan. And we'll hear where he has been and what he's been doing, etc. And we'll always have that on because people love the Aiden Fishing Report. But you know what? I'm getting a little sign on my computer that says somebody's on hold. So you know what? Let's go see if we can find Captain Tony.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Hello, everybody. We're down. I know he's sitting on the dock because that's what Captain Tony's doing every Saturday morning, waiting for Chauncey to give him a call. Tony, you out there?
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Fishies to swim away.
That's yep. Right.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, my friend. What's going on Lake Michigan? I mean, we got some big storms that pounded this week. I don't know what it did out there, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, it was there. I posted some storm clouds while I was in that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. It ripped through at 30 knots. Mm. We did have two fish on. We got one of them.
Mm.
The kings, we were in 100 feet of water. You know, they're kings from the hill all the way out to like 120 feet of water. They're moving around. They're starting to stage a little bit. They're starting to get dark. There are a few silvers. There's ones, twos, threes, and fours out there. So it's kind of a mixed bag of sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still running my spoon program. I got a couple Dodgers working. Of course, some long lines, the long coppers, the long leads. They've been working up high early morning, pre-dawn, seeing a lot of numbers of fish. If you want different species, you go out deeper, 180 to 220. There's some steelhead out there. You know, when that sun does come up, they like to disappear, though. That's the only thing. Cloudy days are better than sunny days.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're saying on a lot of the inland lakes, too, Tom. That sun comes up, boom, gone.
Yeah, our water did cool off. We did have a little bit of a north push.
Mm-hmm.
We bring down some colder water. It was like 68 inshore. It was still 72 offshore a little bit.
Mm.
So, yeah, time of year. No, it's going to start cooling back off. They got to come into the harbors they were stocked at. So they're going to stage and then they're going to come in.
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing what, spoons and stuff?
Yeah, I'm still running my spoon program. I'm running some moonshine, some stingers. I'm still running some fishlanders. I'm running a couple different Dodgers, the Charlie Special, the Dragon Slayer. I mix it up with a bullfrog fly, a green fly, you know.
Mm.
Actually, I had a chrome metal with the white fly working today.
Mm.
You know, so it was, you know, when they're hungry, they're hungry. And then when they're active, got to get them really fast. Because then, like I said, the sun comes out, and then they say bye-bye.
How about those Lakers? Are they moving around out there?
Not too many Lakers. We did the other day catch one or two,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't been targeting them because I've been concentrating on kings. There are a few cohos around. I did take during the week. I took I think about five cohos overall.
Yeah.
They're slipping out here.
They must have some shoulders on them by this time.
Well, actually, they were next year's cohos. They were a couple pounds, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But one actually was, like you said, had a little bit of a shoulder on it. It was a mature female, you know. She, nice row in her. The guy kept it because he was going to keep it for steelhead fishing in the spring.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds good. That sounds good. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Tony, to set up a charter, because I know you may have a few days in August on weekends, but you got some, you know, open days maybe during the week that are always a little bit discounted. What do they do?
I would call me on my cell at 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, leave me a message with your number. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, sounds good. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost?
Sitting on the
dock of the bay.
There you go. Something different, right?
That's right, Don.
All right, guys, go fishing and be safe out there.
Sounds good. Take care, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Watching the tide roll away.
Hey, sportsman. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Waterworks Marine, the largest London Low dealer in the upper Midwest, has those 2026 London Low boats you have been waiting for being delivered every day, all powered by a Mercury outboard. But if you want to enjoy a day on the water, fishing, boating, or just having fun on the water, and want to really save some money, Waterworks has a few 2025 London Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at bargain prices, so don't wait. Call them up now. Waterworks Marine has the largest selection anywhere of London Low boats at a price you want and powered by a Mercury outboard. But you still have time to enjoy a fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in and see them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. But remember, ask for that Chauncey special price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass!
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Little did I know. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on another hot, 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 hot weekend in the Midwest. But, you know, hot weekends in the summer only mean things are going to be changing. And when they do, you better be ready with everything. And I got on the phone with me Eric Esko from Muskie and Pike Dreamers. Right, Eric?
Yep. Thanks again for having me, Chauncey.
No problem, Eric. And, you know, Eric, this has been the summer from Wacko City because I know some anglers are catching fish. Some anglers, a lot of anglers aren't. You know, you're I'm fishing shadows and weed beds and, you know, deeper water and than I ever before. And I mean, what's going on in some of the waters that you're noticing?
So we're fishing southern Wisconsin lakes. I've got a crew of five boats, mm-hmm. not including myself. So we fish like Delvin and Silver and Eagle and Geneva mostly. And, you know, the pattern on all the lakes through since June, the walleyes, what we're usually targeting, they're there, but they're not as active on the spots where they usually are.
Mm-hmm.
As I've seen in the past. And then some of the spots that I can usually catch limits on within an hour, they're not there. They're just gone. It's loaded with bait. There's no fish, no walleyes. There's bluegills, but no walleyes. So yeah, I really relate it to the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been guiding for, about 7 years now, and I have the pattern down what to do in May, what to do in June, July, August, and it's usually like within a week every year. And this year it's been, you know, May was warm and then June was like August, so the fish just kind of like split in half. Some of the walleyes went into the weeds super shallow, which is weird, and then some of them went out and onto the humps and suspended, but they're just not as active as they usually are,
mm-hmm.
How I can pattern them.
Yeah, one of the things that I was talking with a bunch, I was out in southern Wisconsin, Lake Geneva, and I was talking with the people that fish every day, and they were saying, you know, the walleyes, you know, they can see them. They know they're there. They can see them on their electronics. They see them on the forward-facing electronics, but they're waiting for dark. They have right. no interest, you know?
And it's so frustrating. I mean, I can see them, and I've got LiveScope and MegaLive, and I can see them clear as day mm-hmm. on the graph. And they just, I dangle it, they'll come up and sniff, and then they'll just swim away, like, pissed off. Or I'll drop a worm or a jig in a group of, like, 10 of them, and they'll move, like, 30 feet. They're just not interested. Like, occasionally, you know, we'll pick a couple off, but, you know, it's definitely, like, I need to work hard to get them to find the active schools, mm-hmm. and it's usually not as difficult.
Yeah. Well, and that's really kind of a, you know, just the walleye and that, but even, you know, like the smallmouth bass, the largemouth bass, they're acting a little bit, you know, different, but it's really, you have to play that as early as possible, even before, you know, sunup, working your top waters or working the weeds and stuff. But once that sun starts crawling up, they seem to just, you know, go someplace else. I don't know. Maybe to go to Canada.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's
you know?
Exactly.
You know, I'd love to know where they're going.
Clients,
but now
my clients this weekend, I moved them all up. We usually start at 7. I moved them all up to 5 a.m. start time, right before sunset. I mean, mm-hmm. or sunrise. We just have to start early.
Yeah. And the same thing is happening on Lake Michigan for the big king salmon. You know, if you're not out there at 4:30 in the morning, dropping your lures at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
As soon as I try to visualize this to people, because I know this is radio, but you know how you put your flat hand up and you hold it out in front of you, you put the bottom finger on the horizon. When that sun gets two hands up, you're done.
It's over. Right. Yeah. My buddy's a charter captain out of Winthrop, and he usually starts, he has his clients meet him at his boat at 4:30. This mm-hmm. year, he's been making them go there at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
So they can have lines in by four, just mm-hmm. like what you said, all the lines, all 16 or 18, however many runs.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's all over the Midwest. Mm-hmm. It's just a struggle.
Yeah. Now I know summertime is not, especially when the water is like 78 degrees and stuff. That's not a good time to be pitching, looking for the muskie and pike, is it?
No. And we've been, so if the water hits, yeah, like 78 to 80, I completely stop musky fishing. Like, it's not worth killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Geneva is right around, depending what bay right now, it's right around 75. But it's been difficult to find. The muskies have been, the ones that I pulled out of there this summer, have been buried in the weeds
mm-hmm.
in like 18 feet, 17 feet. Like, I see them come out of the weeds in that depth on LiveScope when I'm having clients on the boat. And then a couple other ones that we caught, or some of my other boats who have caught them out of 40 feet, fishing for smallies on a, like, hidden in a crib, like all the way in the bottom, hiding in a crib.
Really?
Like, it's just, usually it's just like you fish the breaks and they're there. They're suspended along the breaks everywhere. This year it's been weird.
I mean, it's just, but hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with catching a mess of hand size bluegills, pumpkin seeds, and all. They eat well. I hate to tell you this, folks. They really do.
Yeah. I mean, you want to go out there and you want to limit out on meat for bluegill? It's 25 a person on Geneva. I mean, you can do it in an hour, and they're all like 10 inches.
Yeah. They were. I got a great picture of me holding one, and I'm like, oh, but we were going to dinner afterwards, and I'm like, if I had a mic cooler, it would have been a nip cooler, you know?
Yeah. I can't count how many times I went and got the net because my clients are fighting a bluegill that's so big, it looks like a walleye.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just, they're big. They're, I mean, they got a hump on their head. They're good eating.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about bluegills. We talked about, pumpkin seeds and all that. The walleyes are... They're just being thick-headed walleyes right now, and I wish we both could figure it out. But it's, you got to really be concerned about those muskies, because I know, you know, people are like, oh, I got to go.
Just wait until September.
Yeah,
right?
Wait.
At this point, like, wait until the water hits 70 or less, just so we don't stress them out. The chain, I was out there, it was over 80 degrees on Fox Lake last weekend. I mean, I didn't even touch the lake. I don't want to deal with it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to deal with killing one, with stressing one, and just leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you finding out that the fish are, you know, well, the walleye are just, like I said, they're strange right now. But, I mean, are you still artificial? Are you getting the follows? Are you getting the chases? Smallmouth?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of really big ones being taken. I've heard some nice largemouth being taken early in the morning or after dark.
The largemouth actually have been the most predictable this year than I've ever had before. I can catch a group of them pretty quick if I stay on the school, and those ones, they're actually eating. They're not being like the walleyes were. When I see them, they're not eating. The smallmouth, I find them, we're catching smallmouth. Depending on the size, we've gotten a lot of like little males, but occasionally we'll get some big 4 or 5 pound females.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The, when do you, I mean, like, you know, this weekend they're talking about in, you know, Wisconsin, Southern Wisconsin, Northern Illinois, 101, 105 degree, you know, that what they call it, the fields, like, air temperature outside. I mean, you just, as a fisherman, you got to worry about yourself, because you need to get in the shade, drink lots of water, Gatorade, Propel. Don't do, I hate to say this, boys, I know what you're talking. Don't do the alcohol.
Right. And it's just, it's not worth it with the heat strokes. And I mean, usually the really hot days this summer, we haven't had any wind. So I've had to cancel 4 or 5 trips, in June included, which I've never done before because of the heat. It's just not worth it to me to put anybody in danger and to put myself in danger. It's just, all right, well, we got to wait until it's nice out, until it's in the 80s.
Yeah. It's always better to reschedule and go another day when it's a lot safer for everybody on board, including the guys with scales in the water.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the storms this year have been incredible. Like the one Milwaukee just had, I mean, Geneva went right over Geneva all weekend. It's either raining or it's super hot. So the low and high pressure, it just, it, we haven't had stable weather since like April.
It makes it difficult. It really does. It does.
Yeah.
Now when things break,
you can still catch them. It's just hard.
Yeah. You know? When things start cooling down, those water temperatures start touching, you know, this upper 60s, mid 60s. Where do you think some people, what's a couple of lakes that they ought to really take an idea of, you know, giving you a call and, you know, try to get out on?
So I pattern the muskies in September and October, and that's usually when we start getting into like the upper 60s into the, I mean, maybe high 50s if we're lucky. So Geneva has been great. for muskies. For pike, the Delvin, once the weeds start dying, all the really big pike, they start moving up into the colder waters where they mm-hmm. can actually like hang out and be comfortable. And that's really what I enjoy. I cannot wait to get back out on Delvin once the water cools off and hit some pike. It's so easy. I bring my 3-year-old out there and she has a blast.
Cool. That sounds good. Well, it sounds like you got things going. You're busy. You're chasing fish. You're chasing scales and gills and stuff like that. You're doing it smart. You're watching what you're doing. And just give it a little bit more time. And when that happens, you'll be catching fish like you won't believe again, right?
Right. I mean, May was great. May, we had pretty stable weather. We were catching a lot of limits like right away early in the trip. And then that heat started and we're still getting limits here and there. It's just been, some work. I'm putting my clients to work. That's for sure.
Well, that, hey, it's called fishing. It ain't called catching, folks.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's not just me. I've talked to other guides. This guide who's been guiding on Geneva for 40, 50 years. For the first time in over a decade, he got shut out on the trip. So I don't feel as bad hearing that from him. So I know that the fishing is tough.
Oh, yeah. And, a couple of things, as always, Eric is licensed. The whole group of guys are licensed captains. They understand what they're doing. You have tackle, rods, reels, everything there. And I tell people, yes, I know you may have a favorite rod, but, it's easier to use the guide's gear because he's got it set up, drag set up, line set up, leaders all set up. Instead of you bringing yours that's got 30-pound tests and,
Right. I've got them all dialed in, that's 12-pound test down to 4, especially for walleyes, and it's all top-of-the-line gear. Yeah. It's all Shimano reels and St. Croix, and it's all been validated through me. So yeah. I know what good rods to use.
And if you're going to fish Wisconsin with Eric and the boys, make sure you have your Wisconsin license. You can pick up a one-day license online. It doesn't take hard at all. But also, make sure you got something to drink. You also have some sunscreen, rain gear. If you never know, hopefully it won't rain too bad. And you have to wear a hat that protects your face and neck, because there's nothing like giving that sun that free rain on your ears and neck, and it'll burn for 3 days.
I promise I won't judge if you look like a dork.
Well, Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the website again?
So my website's pikedreamers.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you've all my photos, my prices, the different options. It's all on the website. You can see all the photos dating back to 2019 when I started. So it's all there for ice fishing and for soft water, for open water right now. And then also my cell phone. You can text me whenever, and I usually get back pretty quick.
And your cell phone's 847-721-3898. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Let me say it again. 847-721-3898.
Yep.
Definitely. Call Eric up, get out there with them, have some fun, and give me a call. Tell me how you did. Maybe we'll get one of your clients on the air with us, okay?
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
All right, Eric, you be safe out there in the sun. All right.
Thanks, Chauncey.
All right.
Appreciate you having me.
No problem. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine, the largest London Low dealer in the upper Midwest, has those 2026 London Low boats you have been waiting for being delivered every day, all powered by your Mercury outboard. But if you want to enjoy a day on the water, fishing, boating, or just having fun on the water and want to really save some money, Waterworks has a few 2025 London Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at bargain prices, so don't wait. Call them up now. Waterworks Marine has the largest selection anywhere of London Low boats at a price you want and powered by a Mercury outboard. But you still have time to enjoy a fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in and see them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. But remember, ask for that Chauncey special price.
Hey, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector. This August 22nd through 24th, I'm going to be at Deer and Beer Fest in Bloomington, Illinois. For all of you hunters looking for deals, this is the time and place to come find some good deals on all the gear that you're going to be looking for or need this fall. Crack a cold one with me and the boys and look at big bucks and talk deer hunting. I'm telling you, you will not find a better place to kick off this fall's deer season. Come get some deals, bring the family for some fun, and let's hang out at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water
boy. Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing that we both like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And as I told you at the top of the show, we are broadcasting from where? The one and only Illinois State Fair in Springfield, Illinois. It, as they say, don't get no better than this, folks. I'm having way too much fun. Well, the more important thing is I am with Jennifer Vaughn, who is the director, yes, the executive director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation. Jennifer, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to see you again.
Tell me, you guys are doing something new that I looked at it. I said, this is beautiful. This is great. It would look great in any outdoor room in your house. It'd look good in your garage if you had it up there. I mean, it would look great any place. Tell everybody what you're doing and what is the money going for?
Absolutely. Well, if you don't know this, it is the 100-year anniversary of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, started as the Illinois Department of Conservation 100 years ago. So we wanted to hearken back to that era. And you've seen all those beautiful, wonderful national park posters that they have that's done in that work progress administration style. Mm-hmm. We decided to create a series of posters for our own Illinois state parks in that art style. So we have 12 different parks that we feature. We have four of them available for sale here at the state fair. And then we've got sticker packs, and we may be expanding the line later with some other postcards and things like that if we see how excited people are about these. But we're having a great sale out here out at the fair. And then all of the money raised on these posters and stickers are going to go right back into projects at our parks. So we are the foundation, a nonprofit that exists to support projects within the DNR as well. So we partner together on things like right now we're working to install an accessible fishing pier at William Powers State Park, which if you are not familiar with it, it's the only state park in the Chicago city limits. So we're making sure that people in Chicago have a nice green space to get out to.
That's a great idea. And I have to tell you, these, I don't want to call them Art Deco. It's Art Deco-ish.
you know, I would call it. But I mean, they are, one of them I saw, the Starve Rock was the, like the ice faults. And it's not a photo of it. It's an artist rendering of it, which makes it cool. It really, really does. And then there was, what were the other three?
So we did Lincoln's New Salem. We did the General Store, the Lincolnberry Store that was run by the Lincolns. And, yep, we did Starved Rock with the ice climbers, which I just think is such a neat feature of that park that not a lot of people know about, that people can climb the waterfalls in the winter. We did Pere Marquette State Park, and we've got a lovely view of the river that it's known for with an eagle flying overhead. And then we did Giant City State Park from southern Illinois and one of their most iconic land features called the Devil's Stand Table.
And all of these, I've looked at them all. I touched them. I didn't take any. I got to buy them. But, I mean, I was looking at them before this interview, and they are really cool. But the money here, the interesting thing is this is to build up a fund to work off of the interest, right?
So one of the other initiatives that we have that's part of a larger capital campaign is the Illinois State Park Endowment Fund. So what we are looking to do is create a permanent source of fundraising for our parks, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but Illinois is one of only 7 states that does not charge an entry fee for our state parks. They are completely free for anyone and everyone to enjoy. They don't want money to be a barrier to entry. So what we're trying to do is protect our public lands and make sure it stays in public hands with this source of income.
And I stood on both sides of the fence saying, I want it free for everyone to enjoy. And it's like, but we need money to fix a roof. We need money for this. But if we have a way that people could purchase something, enjoy the beauty of these posters or postcards or whatever that it becomes down the road, and that money goes into the fund, and then we live off the interest for all of these projects, and we keep increasing the fund because there's always an infinite number of projects that need to be done.
Yep, we're inviting everybody to be part of this legacy of conservation. This is something that's going to start today, but in 30 years, hopefully we're going to have enough money where if there's a project that needs done, if there's a new park, you know, a park that needs an accessible trail, if there is a park that wants to start an education program for their community, we're going to have funds to grant out and do that for all of our parks.
I mean, yes, and that's why, and can people see these things online?
Absolutely. If they visit ilconservation.org, we actually have 12 different posters that are featured on that site, as well as our sticker packs, and you can see them all. What I really tried to do was showcase the diversity in land that we have here in Illinois. People want to go, oh, it's a bunch of cornfields, but it's not. We've got so much beautiful space in our state. We've got the cypress swamps featured down at the Cache River. Have you ever been kayaking there? It is unlike anywhere else. You feel like you're on another world. We've got Apple River Canyon from up north, which is one of our parks that has the darkest sky. So if you're into camping, that's a great place to go and spend a weekend and stargaze. We've got Loudoun State Park that has the Blackhawk statue, which I don't know if you know this. That's the second largest concrete monolith statue in the world.
The other one is the one in Rio de Janeiro.
Yep.
Correct. Oh, I did right. I get a point.
Absolutely. That's the other one. But ours, tucked away in an Illinois state park, is the second largest in the world. And if you've never seen it, it is awe-inspiring.
It is. And this is what, and there is no poster of Chauncey napping in a hammock. I'm going to tell you right now, there is no poster of me in a hammock. I wouldn't even want to tell you what it would look like, okay? But these posters that you have are so cool. I mean, talk about a Christmas gift. Talk about that. You know, you could put it in a fancy wooden frame. You could just put it in a glass metal frame, plastic one. They will look good whatever they are on the wall.
Absolutely. These all started as photographs that either I myself took or IDNR employees. And then we created these posters based off those visual images. And they were just created to be a love letter to our parks. All of the places that we get out and we connect with nature and enjoy. So we want everybody to get that. And you know what I'm saying is a bucket list, too. If there's places on these parks that you haven't gotten the chance to get out there and see, go out there and do that. See our state parks and see all that our state has to offer.
You just said something that hit. Exactly. Each poster is a love letter to the public of the beauty of Illinois. Whoa, man, that's heavy.
Absolutely. Well, it's what we feel. It's why we do the work that we do, right? We love our outdoor spaces. We love our wild places. And we know that there's a huge community out there, too. So we invite everybody to enjoy these as their own love letter to the parks.
Okay, now we got a couple of things that are going to be coming up soon with the Illinois Conservation Foundation. One is the director's hunt in Jacksonville. We're going to be staying in Jacksonville, but we're going to be at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek. Kind of shorten that name, would you?
Yep, Jim Edgar Panther Creek Fish and Wildlife Area. I'll make it a little bit longer for you, actually. Yep, in Chandlerville, Illinois, and then we'll have the banquet in Jacksonville. But that's our two-day pheasant and chucker hunt. And you get to hunt with the IDNR director, Director Finney. And you get to, my favorite part of that is watching the dogs.
It is.
You know, if you don't have your own dogs, we can provide a dog handler for you as part of your registration fee. We hope to get those on sale by the end of September so you can reserve your place. It is December 1st and 2nd.
I'm going to be there for sure. And you're going to hear a lot more about it on Chauncey's Great Outdoors as we get at after through the month of October into November, all of November, about this. You got to be there. You have to have fun. And I don't have a dog, and I got put with these people that had the best hunting dog, and it wasn't a lab or a goldener. It was a fantastic dog. I just couldn't believe it. It got to the point where I said to everybody, the dog is still standing here looking. I'm not moving. And I literally had a pheasant at the tip of my toe I never saw, and a dog kept looking up at me like, are you blind? It's right here. I mean, it was the most I want that dog. I have to be with these guys. It was so much fun. And then coming up next year, we have the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala.
We do. That's where we honor the inductees of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. We have not yet announced our class. That'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks. But we've got some amazing new inductees that I cannot wait to tell you about. You're going to be so impressed by the work that these people have done. But for the second year, we are getting ready to accept nominations for our Illinois Outdoor Excellence Awards. And that's our Hall of Fame recognizes lifetime achievement. People have spent their whole life. But then we get people asking, well, this person has done really great work. You know, they own a cool business or they're out online doing good work. And so we decided we want to honor those people, too. There's so many people operating in this space doing great work. So we are accepting nominations for an outdoor author or writer, for an outdoor business, an outdoor influencer, and outdoor volunteer organization. So again, if you visit ilconservation.org and want to nominate somebody for an Outdoor Excellence Award, we're currently accepting nominations for those.
That sounds like we need to get online, ilcf.org. No.
That is our old website. All it does not exist anymore.
All right, what is it?
ilconservation.org. Oh, okay.
ilconservation.org. Sorry.
It shows how long you've been a fan and a supporter. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And that other guy, George or Steve, whatever his name was, he, you know, forgot how to tell me what it was. But I'll hear about that one. But no, this is going to be so much fun. I want people to do that. Get these posters. Get to the website. Be part of what Illinois can become and make it greater.
Absolutely. Like we say here at the foundation, we want everybody to turn screen time into green time. Get out there and explore.
Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey at the Illinois State Fair. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500 depending on the model from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London Low models powered by your Mercury outboard that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime.
Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector. This August 22nd through 24th, I'm going to be at Deer and Beer Fest in Bloomington, Illinois. For all of you hunters looking for deals, this is the time and place to come find some good deals on all the gear that you're going to be looking for or need this fall. Crack a cold one with me and the boys and look at big bucks and talk deer hunting. I'm telling you, you will not find a better place to kick off this fall's deer season. Come get some deals, bring the family for some fun, and let's hang out at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
When the bass ain't... Oh, yeah, the bluegill boogie. You gotta love the bluegill boogie. And that was my daughter, Sarah, welcoming you back to the show. She's always got a kid's got a great voice. She should be doing radio or commercials or something. Hey, before we get into fishing reports and everything else, because we've got about 10 minutes here or so, but this is a great number. I haven't got it for Illinois, but I got this from our friends over in the state of Michigan. They said, "Hey, Chance, you're going to love these numbers." I said, "Okay." In the state of Michigan this year, ready for this? They have stocked 18,958,970 fish that weighed more than 331.5 tons. 10 different species, one hybrid. That is an amazing number. To make fishing better in Michigan and for the residents and visitors. This is a great idea. They estimate that fishing, and I want all the politicians listening to this around the world, just in the state of Michigan, they estimate fishing brings in $3.9 billion into the state's economy for sports fishing, industry, tourism, and the related businesses. That is really an unbelievable number. And they got a lot. He got in way much more detail than I can get into on the show here, but all the different rivers and the hatcheries that and what they produce and stuff like that. That's a really, really cool number that I want everybody to remember. That just think of $3.9 billion. Okay, we need to, I guess we should get into the Aiden fishing report before somebody sends me a hate note that I didn't talk about it. Aiden is my grandson, lives in Western Michigan, and every week we get a fishing report from him. I don't read it until right now. I mean, I click on open and boom, here it is. And, Aiden, it says, "Papa, I called my friend because we're at the scouting sea base in the Florida Keys this past week. I think mom forgot to tell you we were going." Everybody in the family forgot to tell grandpa you guys were leaving. But we're having a great time sailing, scuba diving, camping. I even camped on a barrier island all by ourselves. There was no people. It was really cool. A lot of fishing. And boy, am I catching a lot of fish from the ocean. I'm having a good time. But I called my friend Ellen. Okay, who's Ellen? This kid, he's, you know, 14 years old. Called his friend Ellen. I meant to talk about that boy. Who goes out with her dad and is a very good fisherman. She said the salmon action in Michigan for them in a boat was good. The best action was 60 to 110 feet down in 100 to 80, from 100 to 180 feet of water. Green and yellow meat rigs worked well for them. I know Tony doesn't use meat rigs, but he might want to try, along with glow spoons. Pier action has slowed down a whole bunch for the salmon anglers because the river water is way too hot for them to like it. So they're staying out in the lake, and fishermen are just circling them just outside the harbor. Shore anglers caught largemouth bass on live bait and crankbaits and did very well. We're coming home Sunday, tomorrow, and I'm really catching a lot of fish in the ocean. See you soon. You're a fishing magician, Aiden. yes, that's my grandson, Aiden, who loves to fish. He's got the bug from his grandpa, boy, let me tell you. But let's talk about some other spot. I mean, you know, hot weather, please. Hats, sunblock. And after you put the sunblock on, wash your hands. Have a bar of soap. Get the hands, you know, use some water or something to wash your hands because anytime you're using, like, some sunblocks have a chemical in them as well as bug spray that will start deteriorating monofilament. And that could mess up your, you know, fishing when a line breaks or even start working on the paint on some lures. So be careful of that. We were out to Lake Geneva Fishing Club this past week, and most of the action reported there was between 25 and 35 feet of water right now. Walleye, you better be night fishing in the deeper water area. It's been really kind of tough. Pumpkin seed and bluegills are doing pretty well in about 12 feet of water. Night crawlers, stuff like that. We caught pike and bass were caught on, perch. You catch a couple little bitty perches, put them on for bait, and boy, let me tell you, we didn't get any smallmouth, but the largemouth and the pike really liked them. Lake Michigan, Chicago, only a few, and I do mean a few, perch are caught by the shore anglers this past week. I wouldn't go anywhere near the lakefront unless you want to look at the air show this week. There's going to be a gazillion people down there, and I know I'm saying something that's telling people not to go fishing, but parking is going to be a premium. When you want to leave, it's going to be hard to get out because there's going to be nowhere to walk. Let's check out the forest preserves near you. There's a lot of good fishing in those spots that you can enjoy and have some fun. Next weekend, it'll all clear out. We'll have a great time, you know, starting on Monday, okay? So remember that. The lakefront of Chicago, and I mean all 27 or 37 miles of it, are going to be full of people this weekend. I mentioned the perch. Salmon in Chicago, they're going to deeper water, making a run about an hour out, maybe even more than that. In Winthrop Harbor, they're dropping around the hill and what they call the mesa for salmon. Some boats have been running in a little bit deeper water, looking for that cooler water. Captain Tony said that they're picking up some kings on the bottom, even in 120 feet of water. You would think that that's where the lake trout would be, but they're picking up some kings because that's the cooler water. Cook County Forest Preserves, we're seeing activity. Skokie Lagoons, first light till about 10 a.m., then 3 o'clock and after. Bluegills all day long, you can have fun, but if you're looking for walleye or pike or largemouth, that's what you have to do. Axe Head, some small bass on minnows, and the bluegill are also going to hit those minnows, so don't be surprised if you start catching some decent-sized bluegills. Tampere Lake, best early and late in the day with the heat and sun, and if we get any rain, look to the forest preserve lakes that have water running into them through a culvert, a drainage ditch, anything like that, because those spots that are pulling water in smell different to the fish. They're carrying bugs and worms and everything else. So remember, it's like the buffet table. They're going to be hanging around where that's coming in. That's a really good sign. Down in South Haven, we're seeing some activity for salmon anglers. They had a tough week, though. Best waters were around 120 feet, and the fish were caught, were okay, They just didn't have that many caught. Pier fishing, dead slow. That's a technical term. That's a technical term. Once again, it just ain't happening. St. Joe River area, the salmon fishing is slowed down this week in St. Joe, Michigan. Best waters, once again, you're going deep. You got to go deep right now. Pier fishing is dead slow because the water's warm. Perch was hit one or two here, one or two there. Really kind of tough. Little Bay to Knock, a lot of people love going there. I do too. There were some reports of successful walleye trips that were a few fish were caught. Anglers are trolling crawler harnesses and casting jigs and crawlers for reaction bites. Overall, fishing was slow, though, for most. They said it, you know, you got to put in the time to get your fish. Little Bay to Knock, we're seeing bass anglers reported good fishing when going out to Nahama, I think I'm pronouncing it right or wrong, and Ogons, O-G-O-N-T-Z. One of my reporters up there sent me this note. Anglers were using natural-colored artificial baits. I hope they're doing well, and they're also using night crawlers up there. If you look at a weather map, central Wisconsin may get hit between 4 and 6 inches of rain the next day and a half. So keep an eye on it. It could make it ugly fishing, and that much water, it might be dangerous to even travel, okay? Little Sturgeon Bay, limited fishing pressure because of the wind and rainy conditions all week. Remember that sheephead were active. Sawyer Harbor, another favorite spot that anglers talked to me about. Limited fishing pressure was observed. Once again, wind and rain. They are getting pounded really, really hard. Racine County, just over the border, few anglers are out this past week because of the heat and heavy rains that hit southern Wisconsin. And up in Hayward, Wisconsin, yeah, hater, you know. Smoke, rain, thunderstorm, sunshine, and wind. Now, boy, doesn't that sound like a good day to go fishing? Smoke, rain, thunderstorm, sunshine, and wind. That's what they've had with the Canadian fires and everything else. So, just kind of watch it. The smaller lakes are going to have some activity, but once again, look for areas that has water running into them. Muskies are on the weed edges and shallow. 8 to 12 feet, that's a good spot. Walleye fishing has been tough. Deep running presentations should work on most lakes, but you know what? They're being a little bit hard-nosed right now to find one to bite. Pike, they're in a lot shallower water up north. I would say 4 to 12 feet of water, hitting smaller bucktails, spinnerbaits, rapalas, and of course, the ever-famous big minnow. Whoa, I can hear the flute playing in the background, so you know what that means? We're coming to the end of the show. Want to thank Mario and Hannah for doing a great job once again. And my Native American proverb comes from the Chippewa Nation. It says, laughter is a necessity in life that does not cost much. And the old ones say it has one of the greatest healing powers in our life. The ability to laugh. Laughter is a necessity in life and does not cost much. And the old ones say that it has one of the greatest healing powers in life, the ability to laugh. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, the heat that's going to be pounding on us today. We borrow it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks, everyone.